Mr. President, I move
Senator Cowsley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The secretary will close the roll. Members, please stand for the prayer. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Richard Carlson of St. Paul, Minnesota. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you for the invitation and the privilege to open this Senate session in prayer. Let us pray. God of many names, humbly we gather here this day giving thanks for the gift of life, for our family and friends, and for your calling of each person here to be a part of the important work of the Minnesota Senate. Today, the news of the war in Ukraine is heavy on our minds. We pray for the people who are suffering because of this decision. God of life, move in the hearts and minds with your spirit of compassion in those who could stop this tragedy now. We are living in a time when we've been awakened to truths uncovered of how people treat each other. It is here in this state capital, with the history of those who have gone before, that these elected ambassadors of discernment today have a most important calling in their engagement with one another, in their talking and listening, to focus on the systemic issues of injustice before them. It is here in these halls of power, in our democracy, a republic of one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, that laws are made that affect people for the common good. Through the lens of their faith, may your spirit move in them to recognize that you, O God, call us to love, respect, and care for our neighbor and all creation. Give them wisdom, imagination, courage, and hope as they attend to the fundamental truth of the worthiness of everyone and everything being created in the image of God, and that all have the consequent justice they deserve. Spring is coming. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Yes. The United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Phil.
The secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bingham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichorn, Eakin, Fateh, Frenz, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingebritzen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunisch, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmick, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Utke, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, Wickland.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senators Carlson, Champion, Hoffman, Isaacson, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, McEwen, Miller, Nelson, Newton, Port, Putnam, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Tomasoni, Wickland, and Gazelka. And Senjum. A quorum is present. We move first to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file, herewith returned. Senate file number 1782, a bill for an act relating to local government. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. The Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files, herewith transmitted. House file numbers 1315, 2454, and 2841. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
And there's no action required on that message. Next is the fourth order of business, first reading of House files. The House files are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Move next to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Housley.
Mr. President, I move that committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Senator Housley.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. We move now to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate files. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 2704 and 3055.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. Move now to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate files. The bills listed in today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Next, we move to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motions in one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion does prevail. Now we move to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. 2 weeks ago on Monday, we passed a bill to pay off the unemployment fund debt and replenish the fund. We made a promise to Minnesota businesses and Minnesota working people that that fund would be there, stable and reliable in case it was needed. In the 2 weeks since we passed that bill, the companion bills, Representative Pawlowski's bill, has not had a hearing. I've talked to the chair, I've talked
Point
to the
order,
speaker.
Point of order, Mr. President.
Senator Pratt, you'll suspend. Senator Latz, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, you made very clear at the beginning of session that announcements of Senate interest were things like when committees are going to be scheduled and when there are events that we might want to attend, and they were not appropriate for taking on legislation or making statements about what has or hasn't been heard and making political statements. It seems to me that Senator Pratt is beyond the bounds of item 13 on the agenda. I ask the President to so instruct and to end this conversation.
And thank you, Senator Latz. You are correct. If you saw, I did give up a motion that I was about to get to Senator Pratt. I try to give some people, as I've said before, at least a little bit of rope to get to a point where it goes into an announcement. That rope was coming to about that close of an edge. So, Senator Pratt, do you have an announcement in regards to that?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would encourage all members to reach out to your House members and ask them to get the bill moving, because members, we've wasted $750,000 that would have helped about 1,000 people weekly benefits. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Latz. We've taken care of the issue.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Senator Latz.
Mr. President, I've got probably a dozen bills sitting in the Judiciary Committee since they were introduced in January or February of 2021. I'd like to know when I'll get them heard.
Is this an appropriate
announcement of Senate interest, Mr. President?
It is very much questionable. I did take care of Senator Pratt. I appreciate your comments, Senator Latz. I would remind you that previously you've asked me about when I had the chair of Energy and Utilities, you stood up and asked me somewhat the same question about bills of yours. So, and that wasn't necessarily completely out of order. It wasn't ruled out of order of the president at the time, but your point is well taken, and I understand your point, Senator Latz.
I'm still waiting for my bills in front of Energy and to be heard as well,
Senator
Mr.
Latz,
President.
I don't have any control over that one any longer. So feel free to take that up with Senator Senjan. Any further announcements? Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce that I, too, have 8 to 12 bills in judiciary that haven't been heard.
Are there any other announcements of actual Senate interest? Senator Friends, did you want to ask about some bills, too, today?
Mr. President, do they have to be announcements of Senate interest, or can they be to the question of bills and negotiations with the House?
Senator Friends, I think we've made the point today that the announcements need to have something proper to do with announcements. The point has been made by Senator Latz, and I don't think we have to drill that into the ground.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I look forward to future announcements about the negotiations between the two great chambers. Thank you.
Members, just as a reminder, announcements of Senate interest are designed to have a point regarding an event. Senator Putnam, I don't believe, is here today. By the way, is St. Cloud Day. I think that would have been an appropriate announcement to make, but we do need to be confined, and I know that it's an election season. We need to be a little more confined to having the announcements be more to an actual point of Senate interest. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think there aren't a lot of opportunities. My announcement is that there aren't a lot of opportunities for us to have floor debate on a variety of issues, and that I just wanted to caution the Senate President to not be too strict in this area. You know, certainly over the last years during COVID, people gave many, many speeches about the situation with COVID and masking and vaccines, et cetera, that were still considered of interest to other members of the body. So I would just encourage the President to allow a little leeway in this area. Thank you.
And that point is well taken, Senator Pappas. I gave Senator Pratt a little bit of latitude, and I will give some latitude to the minority. I'm trying to be as fair as possible. So, Senator Bigham, you had your hand up. Did you want to have a Senate announcement of interest?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to say that today is Association of Minnesota Counties Day. So make sure you are meeting with your county commissioners, and there's an event later where you can talk with them to see your assistance for that scheduling.
Any further questions? Senator Abler.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And just as a member of the Senate, I found all this very interesting. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further announcements of Senate interest, Senator Housley.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 3rd at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion does prevail. Senate is adjourned.